last speaker of our last session of the workshop, Erika Eber-Vanfera. She was born in Peru. In 2000, she graduated in architecture at the University Ricardo Palma of Lima. And in 2001, she obtained an internal master degree in preservation of architectural heritage at Tenerife, Spain. She moved to Italy in 2006 and became a specialist in restoration at the School of Specialization in Restoration of Monuments of the University of Genoa. And since 2002, she has been working as a freelance architect. In 2009, she became a biological architecture expert at the School of Natural Architecture. And in the same year, she founded the local association ANIS, which stands for Natural Ecological Social Architecture, of which she is the current president. Erika, you will talk about architettura naturale ecosociale with a very specific project, a well for the children of San Pedro, Peru.
Yes.
You have the floor.
Thank you very much. Yes, first of all, I would like to tell you, to talk about the story of our association, the short story of our association, and then I will talk about our projects. I've been living in Italy since 2002, and I've always wanted to help the poorer community of my home country, but I wasn't sure how. After doing this master in bioarchitecture, I began to realize that I could apply my studies in a suitable way and give the help that I wanted to where it was needed. Obviously, I'm talking about five persons who founded this organization, me, my husband, and other three friends, couldn't do everything alone. And speaking with others, the possibilities to create a functional association began to take form. I went to some courses organized by the Voluntary Services Center in Padova, the CSV, that gave me enough information and helped me understand how to create an association. So ANES was officially organized and registered at the Fiscal Agency, l'Agenzia delle Entrate di Padova, on the 4th November 2009. ANES was founded with a goal to contribute to the development of rural populations in the underdeveloped world and also aiming to support and help growth in the local economy. Our idea is to generate production projects through the collective participation of the townspeople, giving them suitable instruments and technology that serve to improve their quality of life. Governmental help is never enough or too little in Peru, and foreign organizations usually concentrate on particular areas with particular needs. ANES desires to give assistance to those communities that are more isolated or simply ignored. For us, it is very important that help we give is not simply a gift, but a constructive, moral, practical, and social contribution to the community. The projects that ANES wants to develop promotes natural and sustainable architecture with the consideration that through bioarchitecture, relationship between inhabitants can be improved. And more economic solutions can be proposed using materials from the surrounding area, behaving with regard for the environment and the identity of the local population. And I would like to remark that these projects must offer input for self-help construction of basic facilities like wells, schoolrooms, housing, etc., with the appropriate technical, legal, and economic support from ANES. Finding the first community with which we could work wasn't effectively so easy. After a long series of pure coincidences, we met Stefania Grimaldo, a Peruvian girl who, apart from many other occupations, collaborates with two other organizations in the ICA area, ANIA and the Royal Botanic Gardens. I'm going to explain later the connection between these two organizations and the San Pedro village. Stefania told us of the San Pedro villagers and of their needs, and we decided to meet them. San Pedro is a small community near the city of Ica, in the south of the capital in Peru. It is immersed in a green area surrounded by sand dunes and valleys where grapes, cotton, corn, and asparagus are cultivated alongside forests of guarango. The guarango is a very important tree that is in danger of extinction because of its use as firewood. This, for example, is one of the projects that she is doing with the Royal Botanic Gardens. We told her that we had limited funding, but we wanted to meet this community. So we were thinking about offering a Christmas party for the children. She loved our suggestion and helped us to organize the meeting in a very short time. On the 23rd of December 2009, the last day of school, we went to San Pedro, had a good time with the children and met everyone. But the most important thing for us that day was that we learned what their needs were. And the first thing they needed was water. So we decided together to improve the existing well. Our project initially was a well for the school. But in the process, we realized that the well could and should be used by the whole community. In this light, it is very nice to see how children are being taught, apart from the traditional lessons, also about agriculture, respect, and love for Mother Nature. This is done through their manual work in the vegetable patches at school and at home. This is one of the projects that Stefania is doing with ANIA, the organization that gives support to the school from San Pedro with the education for the children. The well is school property, but it has been reconstructed to supply water to the entire San Pedro village. And it is placed in the heart of the village, in front of the school, of the chapel, of the square, and of the piece of land dedicated to our next project. The first step was to start collecting sufficient funding. Stefania helped us to find a first budget. So at this point, we decided to work to find that sum of money, doing parties and with the help of our friends. A couple of months later, and again by pure coincidence, I found an old friend of mine on Facebook who was already working with other bigger international organizations involved in well projects in the same area of ICA. So he was the go-between for us and Ceregel, the Peruvian well excavation company that came out to our technical assistance. For this first experience of ANES, it wasn't possible to apply the principle of self-help construction because the San Pedro inhabitants didn't have the technical knowledge, and at the same time, it was very important to give them water in a short time. Teaching them how to improve the well would have taken too much time. And Ceregel gave us a very good budget and the immediate possibility to offer the needed water supply. And fortunately, they wanted to collaborate with our charity project. This does go against Anne's ideas, but it was an exception. And we already know that for the next project, we will count on San Pedro's villagers because they have already constructed their own chapel, so this experience will be very useful. The main goal of the first project of ANES was to implement the water extraction system at the old San Pedro school well and consisted in a deeper excavation, the consolidation of the walls, and installation of an electric pump. It was also very important to think about the future, I mean, how the well would be administrated. So at the completion of the project, a five-woman committee was formed not to control but to manage the use or abuse of this newfound water supply. The committee is presided by the headmistress, the vice president of the school, and three mothers of pupils from this school. Together with the committee, we decided to put the on-off switch of the well inside the school building, so there wouldn't be any risk of acts of vandalism or no controlled use of the water. Any villager that wants to benefit from this well must register and join the committee, pay their part of the electricity bill, and give an annual contribution for maintenance costs. For the San Pedro village people, this well is very important, so they felt the need to participate in its funding with as much as they could afford. Maybe you are asking why. This participation would create the general feeling of responsibility among the villagers. It's not a gift. The San Pedro project was a very strong learning experience for us. The four lessons that Anes learned regarded distance, time, trust, and overcoming any unwarranted change. The distance factor. As mentioned before, Stefania Grimaldo became our overseas local and social contact. She is the bridge between Anes and the San Pedro community. But we also needed concrete technical support, which is essential to any successful project. So researching for the right and willing collaborator must be thoroughly done. To determine success and satisfaction for all involved in the project, it is clear that the team has to work in complete harmony. That is, no one is in command, but everyone can take orders, and the role of each participant is clear to the others. Internet, Facebook, mobile phones are useful, but they are not enough when coordination and collaboration between team members is not clear. Face-to-face contact is necessary early on to help overcome the obvious and also the not so obvious. Time must be taken to smooth out any conflicts well in anticipation of the project's programming. So the actual work on hand can go along with as few complications as possible. One spokesperson through which all communication to or from Anes with the villagers is essential. Any personally voiced consideration can wreak havoc in no time at all. It must always be clear who speaks on behalf of who. The time factor. Rush jobs are dangerous. Not only was it necessary for Anes to find trust and be trusted in San Pedro about our good intentions, it turned out to be necessary that the San Pedro villagers be directly involved in deciding when the project should begin. The fact that they were unwantedly overlooked created an atmosphere of suspicion and uneasiness. The village head was put into the difficult position of asking for clarification about how we were handling this excavation in his village. Talking clearly and immediately with all present on site was the second lesson we learned. The trust factor. Being involved in any type of organization, no matter what their target or ambitions are, it's absolutely necessary to keep in mind that these interventions are not hit and done. There must be measured, constant, on-the-level dialogue with everyone involved. Everyone from the oldest to the youngest, without exclusion. If, for whatever reason, there is any misunderstanding, all the work done before can be in vain. The social family aspect is very important, and trust gaining is not only for the moment, but for always. The thousands of kilometers between Italy and Peru are nothing compared to the distance between Anes and the San Pedro people when they eventually found themselves face to face with no real rapport and obviously no immediate sense of trust. Suspicion is normal and it is hard work to eliminate. Trust gaining is probably the hardest thing to do, and once you have gained that trust, it is just as hard to keep it. One needs to continuously cultivate this delicate liaison. At least the change factor. As I mentioned, our initial project was a well for the school, used for cooking, drinking, and watering the bio patches. But in the process, we realized that in economic terms, it would be almost the same thing to improve the well for the whole community, which means people can connect, currently, a water pipe to bring water to their homes. San Pedro is geographically divided into 5 quarters, with fields in between. At the moment, there is one quarter that has already requested the water committee to activate the procedure for bringing a water pipe to that area. In this process, they are going to do everything. They are going to dig to bury the pipes, make all the connections and payments by themselves, having the technical know-how. The moral is that ANES, with its labor, has given an input and was well received, and now they are continuing to think higher and they are working to have a more comfortable life. Each ANES project has a principal target which can have secondary goals, and we have to work hard to organize how to achieve these aims. But unconsciously, our planned actions create other actions or reactions, and it is very important to keep in mind the human approach. We have identified 3 rebound actions. The first one is that ANES give us a very important opportunity to communicate with others about what is happening in other places in the world, just like today. And exchanging this information can awaken awareness and make people look farther than their own lives, make them reflect and be conscious that not everybody in the world has the luck of having the things we are used to have. What I'm trying to say is that it's important to create a conscience in those who offer help to those who need to be helped. So communication is a very important part of our work. Second, San Pedro is an isolated area. The area has been saved from a general passage of tourists and the usual consequences of this. The agriculture is flourishing, but unfortunately, it all belongs to multinational companies that prefer the non-sustainable agricultural type. The San Pedro villagers are very aware about of the necessity to create something that this form of agriculture doesn't offer, something long-lasting. A possibility could lie in ecological awareness tourism. And according to operators or authorities in this sector, a general balanced improvement in the San Pedro area with the right type of infrastructure may open new opportunities. Third, meeting outsiders always brings something new to see, to talk about. The ANES intervention may have seemed of little consequence, something that didn't go beyond the digging of a well. But the real opportunity to exchange views, considerations, and opinions of themselves, of others, and the outside world is always welcomed, if not immediately obvious. After having offered their trust and respect to us, the San Pedro villagers began a process of confrontation, the natural measuring of themselves to others or events that are not normally part of their daily lives. This brings to a self-evaluation. Is there room for improvement? The excavation of the wall turned out to be the beginning of a re-evaluation that could reach higher than anyone hoped for. After all, there is now the new project to bring the water into one of these 5 quarters of the village. Just to close my presentation, I would like to say a few words about our new mission. ANES is currently organizing its second project. We have verified that San Pedro still needs our support in order to have those minimal infrastructures that every human being has the right to have. We have analyzed together with the San Pedro villagers what their different needs are, and we think it is time to focus our efforts on the sanity argument. As I mentioned, in the heart of the village, there is a piece of land assigned to new construction. The idea is to build a two-floor structure that would resolve two important needs. The ground floor will serve as a medical surgery, and the second floor would be an extension of the school, a multipurpose hall where not only children can go to study, but also adults. Annes is going to realize the architectural project, is going to give all the technical support needed, and obviously is going to provide for the construction materials. We will try to use, for the most part, natural materials. And above all, the manual work will be done by the San Pedro inhabitants. As you can understand, our principal work at this moment is fundraising. So we have organized a charity lunch that is on the 29th of May at the Corte Benedictina Legnaro. So at the end, we are going to distribute some brochures for those who are interested. I would like to thank Professor Beckemans for the opportunity he gave us to participate in this important workshop. Thanks to the Interdepartmental Center of Human Rights of the Padua University. Thank you also to the Jean Monnet European Center of Excellence. And of course, thank you all of you for your attention.